Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the City Union Bank Limited Q3 9 months FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Ambit Capital Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jignesh Shial from Ambit Capital Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Rutuja, and good evening, everyone. On behalf of Ambit Capital, I would like to thank the management of City Union Bank for allowing us the opportunity to host Q3 FY26 and 9-month FY26 earnings call. We have along with us Dr. N. Kamakodi, MD and CEO, Mr. R. Vijayanand, Executive Director, Mr. V. Ramesh, Executive Director, Mr. J. Sadagopan, CFO, and the management team of City Union Bank. I'll now hand over the call to Mr. D. N. Kamakodi, MD and CEO of City Union Bank, for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Dr. Kamakodi here. Hearty welcome to all of you for this con call to discuss the unaudited financial results of City Union Bank for the third quarter, nine months ended 31st December 2025 for financial year 2026. The board approved the results today, and I hope all of you have received the copies of the results and the presentations. As you all know, my tenure as MD and CEO of the bank the 15 years will be completed on 30th April. As you all know, this is my 59th quarter today, so we have one more quarter to go. And based on the regulations currently in force, let's say I have to complete my tenure on 30th April. Keeping that into account, our board has sent the list of candidates to RBI, and once we receive the further approval, we will be in a position to communicate to you all the status. So far, everything is going as per the planning, and all so far so good. And we are also happy to note that our net worth has crossed 10,000 crore mark today, which is an important milestone in the history of the bank. And we are also happy to inform you one of our board members, Professor V. Kamakodi, who is also the director of the IIT Madras, had been honored with the country's prestigious Padma Award, Padma Shri, and his significant contributions to our country's science and technology sector. And we are happy to share with you all. And also, we have a new induction to our board today, Shri K. Subramanian, Chartered Accountant, and also an executive with almost 38-39 years' service with the Tata Consultancy Services, had been inducted into our board, let's say, we expect good contribution from him in the future. Other details are available in the presentation. So with this, I hand over the mic to our Executive Director, Mr. Vijayanand, who will discuss the numbers, and also we will be discussing the questions and answers at the end. Over to Vijayanand.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, all. During last con call, we had shared with you our expectations for the current financial year as below. We could see the visibility in achieving mid-teen to high-teen growth, at least 2% to 3% over and above that of the industry. Our deposit growth is aligning with credit growth, and this will continue. CRR cut is giving positive impact, and we are expecting some positive bias in the NIM during Q3 and Q4. ROA is expected to remain at our current level of 1.5+. Our cost-to-income ratio remains in the range of 48-50 for financial year 2026. For the current quarter, nine-month ended FY26, our performance is more or less aligned with our expectations, whatever we have shared with you all. You could see we have surpassed on some counts. Advance growth. We had registered 21% advance growth in Q3 financial year 26 YOY, and our advance have increased to 60,892 crores from 50,409 crores in Q3 FY25. This growth is consistent starting from Q1 FY25, and we had achieved double-digit credit growth all the quarters up to Q3 FY26, which is the race for the last 7 consecutive quarters we have achieved this double-digit growth. In Q3 alone, our advances had grown over by 3,300 crores, which is more or less similar to our Q2 growth. Also, the growth of 21% is the highest credit growth after financial year 18, which is almost after 28 quarters. As given earlier, we will continue with the targeted growth of mid-teen, which is 2 to 3% over and above the system growth. At the same time, we will not let go of the opportunities when we encounter. The focus continues on core MSME, gold loans, and secured retail. Deposit front. Our deposits also had a growth of 21%, similar to advances, and our deposits stood at 70,516 crores for Q3 FY26 as compared to rupees 58,271 crores in Q3 FY25. Our average CD ratio for Q3 FY26 stood at 86%. The CASA percentage to total deposits stood at 27%. The daily average CASA grew by 3% between Q2 FY26 and Q3 FY26 and 19% year on year, which is Q3 FY25 and Q3 FY26. As you know, we had received double year rating last quarter, which enhanced our opportunities to participate in the wholesale deposit market. To test the waters, we went for a certificate for 49 crores in Q2 FY26 and around 1,150 crores in Q3 FY26 to get a feel for the market. Anyway, our focus will be on granular retail deposits, and this participation in CD market is purely to get an experience. Asset quality status. In asset quality front, we are continuing with the trend of recoveries over and above slippages, as we have seen in last several quarters. For Q3 FY26, the slippages is around 193 crores, while the total recoveries is rupees 219 crores, consisting of 164 crores from live NPA and 55 crores from technically written off accounts, resulting in reduced NPA figures. Our gross NPA percentage had reduced to 2.17% from 2.42% in Q2 FY26 and 2.99% in Q1 FY26. Both gross NPA and net NPA in both percentage and absolute terms is reducing quarter by quarter for the last 11 quarters, or say close to 3 years on continuous basis. When compared to Q3 FY25, the GNPA had reduced from 3.36%, which is almost 119 bps reduction. Similarly, our net NPA number had come below the 500 crore mark and decreased to 469 crores, and our net NPA percentage to 0.78% in Q3 FY26 as compared to 1.42%, resulting in 64 bps reduction in net NPA on year-on-year basis. Net NPA was at 1.2% in Q1 FY26 and 0.9 in Q2 FY26. We are now at 0.78%, showing substantial sequential decrease. In our last con call, we have stated that our overall SMA, including SMA 0, 1 and 2 put together, are in decreasing trend for the past few quarters. The total SMA numbers for Q3 FY26 stood at 3.68% compared to 5.06% in last quarter, showing significant improvement in these numbers. Overall, SMA 2 to total advance had come down below 1% and stood at 0.95% in Q3 FY26 as compared to 1.34% to Q2 FY26 and 1.59% in Q1 FY26. As we speak today, we are at 0.95% for this quarter. For Q3 FY26, PCR with technical write-off stood at 83%, which has improved from 77% in Q3 last year. Starting from Q1 FY25, we have been increasing our PCR without TW to bring it closer to the industry levels. For the current quarter, PCR without technical write-off had improved to 64% compared to 59% in Q3 FY25. Interest income. Our interest income had grown by 19% in Q3 FY26 and improved to 1756 crores from rupees 1479 crores in Q3 FY25. For 9 months ended FY26, our interest income stood at 5014 crores as compared to 4301 crore, showing 17% growth. 5014 crores compared to 4301 crores. Yield. On yield front, our yield on assets stood at 9.73% in Q3 FY26 as compared to 9.81% in Q3 last year. Compared to Q2 FY26, the yield has marginally improved by 7 bps. For 9-month FY26, the same is 9.73% as against 9.74% similar period last year. On the cost side, the cost of deposits have reduced by 14 bps sequentially due to the repricing benefit and stood at 5.57 for the quarter compared to 5.71 in Q2 FY26. As a result, our NIM has increased from 3.63 in Q2 FY26 to 3.89 in Q3 FY26. Faster repricing of deposits, an increase in gold portfolio with fixed rate is driving this improved NIM. For the 9 months ended FY26, the NIM is at 3.69% as compared to 3.59% for the same period in FY25. We expect a stable NIM for Q4 as well with 10 bps plus or minus. The other income for 9 months FY26 has increased by 16% from 748 crores from 647 crores last year. Further opportunities on treasury profits are getting limited, which we are working hard to compensate through other means like insurance income, processing charges, etc. Our operating profit had grown by 18% in Q3 FY26 and stood at 513 crores compared to 436 crores in Q3 FY25, which is in tune with 21% business growth. For year to date, that is 9 months ended FY26, it had improved to 1435 crores from rupees 1238 crores for 9 months ended FY25, registering a 16% growth. The total PAT had grown by 16% for 9 months ended FY26. It stood at 967 crores as against 836 crores in the corresponding period in FY25. On Q3 FY26, our PAT was at 332 crores as against 286 crores in Q3 FY25. Cost to income. Our cost to income ratio for Q3 FY26 stood at 48.56 compared to 49.16 in Q2 FY26, showing some decrease, while for 9 months ended FY26, it stood at 48.62%. ROA. Our ROA for Q3 FY26 is at 1.53%. And our 9 months FY26 ROA is at 1.55%, which is over and above our long-term level of 1.5%. To sum up, we have achieved consistent double-digit growth in all the 4 quarters of FY25 and also 3 quarters for the current financial year. We would end up in high-teen growth for FY26, which will be over and above the industry level growth. Our focus continues to be in the areas of core MSME, gold loan, and secured retail. Our deposit growth will be aligned with the credit growth with focus on CASA and granular deposits. The effects of CRR cut will have some positive bias in the next quarter as well as in our NIM levels. ROA is expected to remain at our current level of 1.5 plus and our cost to income ratio remains in the range of 48 to 50 for financial year 26. Thanks a lot to everyone. Happy to take the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, to ask a question, please press star and 1 now. The first question is from the line of Sameer Bhishe from Diamond Asia. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congrats on a fantastic set of numbers. Just wanted to understand the provisioning breakup for this quarter. Given that it is slightly higher on a sequential basis, does it also involve any floating or standard asset provisions? I can also see that PCR has gone up, but if you could elaborate the thought process here, I think it will be helpful.
We had 74 crore provision for NPA vis-a-vis 40 crore for the last quarter, and the provision for tax is almost stable at 85 both year, and the standard assets provision increased from 7 crore to 22 crore. See, the logic is when I hand over, I have to reduce the NPA level as much as possible. And we have achieved our targeted ROA of 4.5% plus, and we are going for higher provision to improve the coverage ratio and also reduce the net NPA numbers.
Yes, okay, fair enough. Thank you so much. And secondly, if one were to look at incrementally, how should one look at slippage ratios going ahead? Because we are now on a reasonably strong growth trajectory. And also share of retail assets continues to inch up. So if you could comment on that, especially for FY27, if you can share some thoughts, that will be great.
See, basically, for many quarters now, the total recoveries of live NPA and the technically written off NPA together are more than the slippage numbers. And using that and also having, some incremental provision, we were slightly behind the pack in terms of gross and net NPA percentage even last year, which we have caught up to a greater extent. Whenever we feel that gross NPA and net NPA numbers are comfortable and we can go for higher profits, we will be taking the call and we will be reviewing that situation, and probably Vijay will also concur with me, based on that decision, the incremental credit provisioning will be decided.
Sure, sir. Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best. Congrats again.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Anand Dama from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of results. So what is basically driving up our margins? We saw your interest on advances actually shooting up this quarter, despite most players reporting a rate cut. Is it that last year or basically earlier on we had a lot of interest reversals, which is not happening now? Or the incremental loans are basically coming at the better yields. The MCR related regulatory issues that we had, that also seems to be largely behind. So what basically explains the jump in interest for advances that we're seeing at this point of time?
So sir, basically we had a repricing on deposits as mentioned in my commentary. Almost 14,200 crores got repriced. This is from the deposit side. And from the advances side, you know, we have moved to fixed rate in gold loans. So that is now stable. And in MSME also, we are targeting the numbers what we are supposed to, as well in retail secured. I think the combination of these factors is helping us in getting it right.
So do you expect the interest on loans to go up further?
I don't think so, sir. Quite difficult.
Okay. And your cost will keep coming down?
One more thing which you have to keep in account, Anandama, the reduced CRR ratio also is helping us, and also we are operating at a slightly inched up average CD ratio. All are helping us to have a better margin.
Okay, and that basically gives you confidence that in fourth quarter margin should be largely flattish.
Yeah, that's why we have, like as usual, we have given plus or minus 10 basis point band.
And so how should we look at FY27? Should the margins be in the range of about 3.9 or should inch up further?
Ask for one quarter at a time, boss. You are still not sure how the RBI rate cuts are, how it is going to move and all. We thought it is by and large. There are multiple factors which we have to look into. But whatever that happens, our endeavor is to have it that 3.15 to 4 is what we had done in the previous cycle for few quarters. That stability is what we are targeting and trying to work out.
But if assuming there is no rate cut, then you should expect a stable to better margins next year?
Yes.
So secondly, what is driving up your other OPEX during the current quarter? It was 254 crores versus 230 crores last quarter. Is it more related to business or there was some one-off over here?
No, I think it's almost same. It was flat. We had at 455 crores in Q2 and we are at 484. So majorly it's going to be technology expenses and salaries. Nothing much.
You've largely taken the labor code impact, right? This quarter itself.
Fortunately, right from the beginning, the changes in, you have to calculate based on the basic plus DA. We are not getting impacted because right from the beginning, our calculations on the retirement benefits and all are everything is based on the basic plus DA basis only. It was not purely based on the basic. And also that both the things should come above 50% is also not making any impact to us. Only thing is impacting us in a minor form is the gratuity you have to give for even 1 year, unlike what it was 10 years in the past, for which we don't expect a big impact and all. We have not yet got the actuarial calculations and all from LIC, which is managing our fund and all. Expecting those things, we have made a marginal provision of 2 crore for the current quarter.
Okay. And sir, ECL provision you made last quarter. This quarter you not made any ECL
provision. This quarter also about 4-5 crores we have made.
Huh? Okay, in your PPT.
No, sorry.
Yes, so.
So this quarter we have not made any incremental provision for ECL.
Okay, so you expect you want to make it next quarter?
Yeah, see, basically after that SMA numbers are coming down, we are seeing some moderation, and based on the requirement and the clarity, we will be taking that. We are just keeping a tab on that and trying to look out how we can take it forward.
Sure. And so lastly, the RBI supervision would be over by now, hopefully. You would have got the final report. Any observations over there in terms of PSL or anything else that you want to highlight?
No, I think if you remember, we had that hit about 3 years back. After that, this year cycle is over and nothing to, so far so good, and nothing to declare to market.
Great, sir. Great. Thanks. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Gutka from 360 ONE Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. So my first question is, your gold loan portfolio within agriculture has declined on a 2% on a QQ basis. So anything to read into that? That's my first question. My second question is, what proportion of the deposits are yet to be repriced in quarter four? And my third and the last question is, within the overall advances, last time around you quoted that, you know, there's a 500 crore renewable energy portfolio, you know, which is slightly higher yielding than your core MSME portfolio. So just, you know, within the overall advances, what proportion is these higher yielding portfolio, and what would be that proportion, say, 2-3 quarters down the line? Yeah, those were my questions. Thank you.
So gold loans, we don't expect much. It's almost, it's an agricultural gold loan which has come down, and it's again based on the season, harvesting and other things. So we don't expect that. I think it should be back to normal. So nothing much materialistically in this. With respect to the next question of repricing of deposits, another 10,782 crores to go. This is the repricing which is going to happen in the next couple of quarters. So this is on your second question. Sorry, I missed your third question. I'm sorry, sir.
So third question was, so last time in the last quarter's con call, you had mentioned that, you know, you have started doing renewable energy portfolio, which was around 500 crores as of Q2. And you know, there were certain other segments where you are earning, you know, slightly higher yield than your core MSME portfolio. So just trying to understand, you know, what are those segments, and what would be the proportion of those segments, say, you know, 2-3 quarters down the line?
See, I think you are linking what we got from the IFC when we sold, the purpose is kept for the solar. And many of our customers are asking, and there is a slow and steady progress. And our expectation is that we should be able to complete that before the completion of the calendar year 2026. So the progress is slow and steady without much issues so far.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Bam from DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening. Congrats on a great set of numbers. Just few questions. One is that what is the growth outlook from here on? So we've seen a very strong loan growth. You had guided in the last quarter that we may also do something around 18-20. It's more than that. So how do you see that from here on?
Sir, as I explained in the summary, we are expecting it to mid to high teen. So we will continue to grow like this. Mid to high teen, I think you can expect it from us.
And sir, if I want to ask a follow-up on that, is what CD ratio we are comfortable on from here on? It was 86 almost.
We wanted to be between 85 to 86. That's the number which we are looking at.
Okay, 85 to 86 is where we are comfortable at.
Yeah.
Right. So can you give some data on this? How much is EBLR fixed, MCLR as a share in our loans?
So the EBLR around 48%, MCLR around 17, and 32% by way of fixed rate for gold loans, and 3% towards gross NPA.
And 3% is for?
NPA.
Okay. Got it. And last question was on write-off. We've seen write-off going up a bit quarter to quarter. Last quarter we had, of course, quarter on quarter it has fallen, but as a number still looks like we're doing about plus 1,000 crores. What is the thought process there, and what is entailing that write-off?
See, as I told for I think one of the earlier questions, Kamakodi here. We want to, like say, have, you may, like say, there are, the thought process involved is like this. One, wherever we have made maximum provisions and all, we are using this opportunity to, like say, reduce it so that management of gross and net NPA will be better. And number two, it helps in the let's say, taxation purpose also. So considering both, and you can also see that we continuously have a decent stream of recoveries from the return of assets. Even this year also we had a very reasonable sum. So this technical write-off is one instrument which we are using for quite some time, and we feel comfortable with that. And our future also, we feel we will be continuing with the same methodology.
Sure, sir. And sir, if I can squeeze one more. Our tax rate has been consistently lower at about 20%, and we managed to keep that for some time. So can that continue for some time more? Given, is there some room there?
Yeah.
You mentioned about write-off.
Yeah, it will go as far as we are, like say, once again, depending upon how much write-offs we are doing and how much incremental provision we are making. So it will take a comprehensive step on, like say, all these parameters put together. This will, like say, probably continue for at least another 2, 3, or 4 quarters, maybe even to the completion of the next year. And further future will be depending upon, like say, increase in your NPA, like say, slippage cycle, which we hope we should be another not less than 4, 5 quarters away.
Sure, sir. Got it. Thank you so much and all the best for future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan M. from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on good set of numbers. Sir, in the previous, in the repo cuts which have happened up till now, we have been able to manage by not transmitting the entire cut to the borrowers. So for the 25 basis cut that has happened in December, like, will that be a complete transmission or we will be able to manage with lower cut? And has that got reflected in the yields this quarter?
Yeah, whatever the rate cut which has happened by December, this has completely got transferred to the customers, and there is nothing much left in EBLR.
So effectively 25 basis point has got transmitted?
Yes, yes.
For all the loans which are in
EBLR.
So we have say, 30% in gold loan. Those portions gold will loan. Not get that, this thing. So that's why the overall impact will be less than, let's say, whatever, let's say, 25 basis point. And just to give you, our overall annual impact because of this rate cut comes to about 45 crore. Which translate into about 11 crore per quarter because of this last rate cut, whatever we had. And one thing is that in this third quarter, it has happened only towards the, like say, last 1 month or so. But this impact will be there for the all the 3 months in this current quarter. But you will be having that compensation from the benefits we are getting on the repricing of term deposits, which Vijayanand gave a figure of about 14 to 17,000 crores or something like that. So with that, taking both these things into account only, we are, like say, we said based on our expectation that our NIM will be by and large stable, may even have an upward bias, but will be in the band of plus or minus 10%.
Just on the yield on the MSME portfolio, how would it have moved in the last 9 months vis-a-vis March to December?
Sir,
average yield on MSME?
MSME, we are maintaining at 9.5. The yield is more or less same. So, there is nothing much materialistically. Broadly, no changes in the quarter, sir.
More and in March also, it would have been at a similar level in March?
By and large,
yes, same.
Plus
nothing.
Plus or minus 10-15
basis. 10-15 bips. Nothing materialistically, not a big difference, sir.
Sure. And sir, on the standard asset provision of 22 crores this quarter, is it only linked to the increase in the balance sheet or is there any other component here?
Only increase in the balance sheet.
Sure. And sir, with the reduction in SMA, like where do we stand on the ECL requirement, ECL provisions versus the requirements?
So we have in fact discussed about this in the, I think, last quarter or I think even on the second quarter, we discussed that at length. And we are seeing, like say, negative bias even in that requirement in the last couple of hours because of the lower SMA numbers. You can probably get the details from the, I think, last quarter or first quarter, last quarter only. Yeah, last quarter, Kankal, we have discussed at length on these numbers.
Right. Sure, but as per the assessment as of 3Q end,
and I also clearly said I will not be giving any exact number till other banks give the exact numbers. I stand to that statement. I will not be the one of the first banks to give that. But directionally I have given everything possible with which you can make your own assessment. And after I declared that, there is still downward bias on that requirement is what I can add.
Sure, sir, sure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Subramanian K. from ITIS Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Congrats on good set of numbers. My first question is, what are the segments in retail facing competition and how is the yield for each segment has changed after the rate cut?
So, sir, retail, our major focus is on LAP and home loans. And of course, we are leveraging our rural branches for affordable home loans. LAP, I think we are down by 20-25 bps, what we used to do before. What advantage we are getting is our DSA sourcing, so-called third-party sourcing, is negligible. We don't go beyond 10-15%. So that's giving us a benefit. So as we speak, the LAP is around 9.5. Affordable in rural, we have been consistent basis the branch sourcing, and that's giving us a double-digit yield. So there is, in home loans, we are always at around 8.8-9%. That's been our core thing.
Yeah, just to add to Vijayanand's comments and also just to give a right perspective to your question. After the rate cut in the, RBI rate cut, at industry level, we are not seeing any, equal or substantial reduction on the new files procured. So the by and large, old rates are holding up because of, liquidity position in the overall industry. And we had a few weeks when we could even, negotiate increase in the rates also.
Okay, thanks.
But overall speaking, on weighted average basis, there is some downward push. But it is not, exactly correlating with the 25 basis point rate cut. It is somewhere in between.
Okay, got it. Yeah. My second question is on the deposit. So deposit is currently growing at a low teen base. So going forward, how do you think this would be growing at a high base?
See, the we have given adding the CD and other things, both have grown by about 21% is what you are seeing from on point-to-point basis. And for us, the what we have seen is that it is not that every quarter the growth rate of deposits and growth rate of advances will match. There are fluctuations here and there. As explained by ED Mr. Vijayanand, the focus is on for us is on retail term deposits and also granular CASA. And we don't have anything to currently suggest that the deposit growth will not be matching with the credit growth or whatever it is. Both deposit and credit growth on overall business basis on a, 1 year full basis, as suggested by ED Mr. Vijayanand, it will be in, in fact, earlier we used to say low to mid teens, now we are saying mid to high teens. Some amount of positive bias we are able to see. And we don't get any threatening now or to suggest that we will not be having sufficient deposit growth and all. There could be quarterly aberrations. To manage that liquidity position only, we have made trials on the certificate of deposits and understood the process and all and keeping it as a backup. one or two quarter liquidity management can be done by that, but overall growth rate of our business will be from the retail term deposits, granular CASA, and also on advances front, MSME, gold loan and secured retail.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Param Subramanian from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thanks for taking my question. Firstly, on the quarter-on-quarter OPEX growth, so there is no meaningful change in our channel sourcing or payments to DSAs or any such thing, right? Because the quarter-on-quarter OPEX growth is up. And if not, you know, what is driving this? Some color and how we should think about this going ahead. Yeah.
Very, very negligible for DSA payout, as I said a couple of minutes before. The DSA sourcing is hardly from 10 to 12% for us. So, there is no DSA.
See, the, just to give you a perspective, in third quarter, there will be a provision for the Diwali bonus and things like that. Last year, if you look into our salary increase between Q2 and Q3, it was like say, depending upon where we give, it was between 178 to 196, about 18 crore growth was last year. It happened in the fourth quarter, and some amount of quarterly aberrations will be there based on when we give our, like say, the variable pay and other things for our these things. So there is an increase of about on salary between Q2 and Q3. About 6-7 crores and about 30 crore increase in the overall operating expenditure. In that depreciation also increased from 25.7 crore to 29 crore, another 4 crore. Like that, in different items, another item basically on GST taxation payment. So it increased from 12.25 crore in the Q2 to 21 crore in the Q3, about 9 crore. So this the 29 crore incremental cost. The breakup is coming from about Q2 to Q3, breakup of increased salaries about 3-4 crore. The GST payment by about 8-9 crore and the depreciation about 4-5 crore. Like that, it is getting segregated among multiple head counts. That depending upon the situation, it is overall cost to income ratio, whatever we had indicated during the year beginning, it is holding up and feel, in fact, there is a small reduction in the overall cost to income ratio also.
Fair enough, sir. So largely all business as usual. So nothing as
yeah, nothing abnormal in the pattern between Q2 and Q3.
Okay, fair enough. So next, on the gold loans, if you can tell us what is the LTV on sourcing, roughly, and on book also?
At the onboarding time, it's around 65. When you add the interest for the 1 year period, for the, all the non-agri gold loan, it comes to 72 or 73.
72, including the interest. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And on your book basis, on average, roughly, you would have an idea?
Now, after the increase in the gold price, it's worked out to around 55% to the overall portfolio.
Okay. Okay. So, fair amount of equity is there. Okay. That part is clear. Thirdly, sir, how to think about growth going into FY27? I heard in the opening commentary, we are clearly surpassing our normal trend line. This is our best growth since FY18, as you called out. But how to think about growth going into next year?
So we have given lot of sentences on this question asked, and you are asking a question for which we don't have any written answers with us. But what we can you can infer is that we said we will be growing from low to mid teens. So now we say mid to high teens. So this is the summon substance.
Okay, fair enough. Congratulations on the quarter, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Jani from Prabhudas Liladhar. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, and congrats. Just one question on the gold book, right? You mentioned 30% of your total book is gold, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that is fixed rate. So what will be the tenure of these loans?
For agri, it may be in the range of 18 months to 24 months, whereas for non-agri, it's around 12 months.
Okay, so within 12 months, these can be repriced?
Yes.
Okay, okay. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, with that, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you all for attending this conference, and if you have any more questions, you can always contact Mr. Jayaraman or our ED, Mr. Vijayanand. And as I explained to you, like say the I have successfully completed my 59th quarter, and yeah, so far so good. Things have been working out well, and I think going from here on every parameter you will start seeing improvement. So with this few words, I once again thank you all for joining, and also thanks to Ambit for arranging this. Thank you all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Ambit Capital Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.